A long-distance relationship, or LDR, is an intimate relationship between partners who are geographically separated from one another. Partners in LDRs face geographic separation and lack of face-to-face contact. Research has even shown that long-distance couples tend to have the same or more satisfaction in their relationship than couples who are geographically close, and higher levels of dedication to their relationships and less feelings of being trapped. Hi everybody, and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polines and I'm your host. Today we are going to talk about LDR, or long distance relationship. I am sure this is not something remote to all of you. I have my share of this kind of relationship as well, but sadly it didn't work. Though there were successful LDRs I have witnessed in the past. So today I am joined by another Twitter space friend who have been in a long distance relationship. So join us as he shares his story, and we have some tips to have a successful LDR. So I hope you are going to enjoy this episode. Hi everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about long distance relationship, and with me is another Twitter space friend. His name is Jay. Hi Jay, kamusta?
Hi everyone. Hi Sir Tony.
Yeah. We thank you for saying yes to this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's actually a privilege to be a speaker sa podcast mo. Oh, yeah, parang even before pa alam ko na yung, nakinig na ako dun sa mga ibang topics. Pati yung kay Father, yung sa faith in times of pandemic.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
I was there too, because I think it went live sa Facebook and Spotify.
Tama sa ba? Ano siya, Twitter space siya, oh, tapos in-upload ko siya ng three-part. So yeah, so finally, eto na.
I believe na-open niya nung last episode of nung podcast, yung open relationship, right? So then, yeah.
Nga pala, no? Bakit nga? Oh, kasi nag-message ka nga pala.
Nag-message ako ay ano, parang, uy, ang ganda nung ano, ganda ng content, parang ganun.
Sabi ko, ay, oo nga pala, no? Nakaano nga pala ito kay LDR na.
Yeah.
Anyway, so speaking of your relationship, so how long you been in a relationship with your partner?
With my current one, it was actually our 8th year last December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. How long sa relationship before kayo naging LDR?
2 years kaming magkasama before sa Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
When I was we were still in school. Mm-hmm. And then pagka-graduate, I had to fly here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 6 years of LDR. Yeah.
Wow, 6 years of LDR. Ano ha, ang galing ha, ang tatag. 6 years. Nagkaroon din ako ng long distance relationship, Jay, pero hindi rin, unfortunately it did not end how I expected it. Pero it's okay. There are certain things
it's different from everybody.
And sa amin nga, yung time ko mas matindi pa kasi walang social media noon, walang internet. So how do we cope?
Ang hirap. Yun lang ba yung may telephone na chinacharge ka ng mahal, di ba?
Hindi pa yon.
Yung
ano, coins, maghuhulog ka ng coins sa phone booth.
Oh, yung sa phone booth.
Oo. So mas mahirap siya. It was more difficult during my time. But it was okay. But there are some people who survived. Pero siguro kahit din may internet, hindi rin talaga magsusurvive pagka hindi talaga magsusurvive. Put it that way. Pero how does it feel being in a long distance relationship, especially 6 years?
Yeah, actually parang come to think of it, parang oh my God, 6 years na yun. Parang ang bilis na ang tagal na ganun na lang lumipas yung 6 years na yun. Na parang, oo nga na 6 years yun. Parang looking back, parang magkasama pa lang kami nung college kami. And then time went by so fast. Ngayon, 6 years na yung LDR namin and 8 years na kami. So parang, paano nangyari yun? I mean, hindi naman sa nagda-doubt kami or what, pero it was more of like, nakaka-proud siya sa sarili namin.
Yun nga eh.
We've surpassed a lot of trials and difficulties.
Mm-mm.
But look at us now. We're still here, you know.
Mm-mm.
Still striving. Mm-mm. Yung ganun ba? Parang, kung, yeah, dami lang akong realizations din lately about it. Especially nung pandemic din.
Mm-mm.
So,
kasi you go home na, how often do you get to see each other? But do you go home every year ba?
I try to go home every year for about 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. then parang yun na lang yung rekindling namin ng relationship and mm-hmm. parang reconnection between mm-hmm. Between ourselves, mm-hmm. which is effective din naman kasi yung learning pa rin between the two of us is continuously growing. Parang mm-hmm. yung mga napapansin namin this year na hindi namin napansin last year, parang mm-hmm. mas lalo naming nadidiscover ang isa't isa on mm-hmm. a deeper scale. Parang ganun ba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang yun yung isa sa mga lessons na na-learn ko sa LDR.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, honestly, kapag umuwi ako ng Philippines, tapos pagbalik ko dito, yung mga first few weeks, sobrang miss na miss namin ng isa't isa. Pero eventually, parang babalik kami dun sa routine namin na parang let's focus on our lives first and then let's just look forward sa muli nating pagkikita, yung ganun ba.
Yeah.
So parang it's just a set of faces mm-hmm. throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, marami kaming I can say na marami kaming tools and ways para to keep us our relationship going din. Mm-hmm. For example, yung FaceTime kasi pareho kaming naka-Apple. So mm-hmm. yung FaceTime namin every now and then, parang ano, tatawag lang kami every now and then. Kung wala, parang nandito lang din siya or magkasama mm-hmm. lang kami. And then we try to text every now and then. Then kahit yung mga simplest details man lang, parang kwentuhan mo lang siya kung wala kayong mapag-usapan.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun, just to share kung ano yung nangyari sa araw mo. Mm-hmm. At the same time, siya din sa'yo. Yung parang exchange of conversations and parang feeling ko din kasi kapag ganun, parang kasama ko na din siya kasi parang nalalaman ko yung mga ginagawa niya, kung ano yung mga na-experience niya throughout the day, kung busy ba sa work or kung may problema ba sa bahay, may problema sa labas, or kung may problema siya personally, yung ganun ba.
Mm-hmm.
So parang kahit physically distant kami sa isa't isa, pero parang because of social media and technology din, parang magkasama na din kami. Parang never namin tinanggal yun sa relationship namin, yung constant communication.
That's nice. Kasi di ba nga sabi, basta constant or basta, ang tawag dito, yung continuous or frequent, walang lull moment, ganyan. Pero sinasabi din na parang, you don't add pressure din naman sa communication kasi baka mamaya mauta naman sa communication kaya parang just take it as normal as it is, as long as consistent okay lang. So at least alam mo, you guys are lucky nga kasi, di ba, sabi ko, at least you, with your disposal, may social media, madaling mag-video call. Kahit nga hindi siya naka-Apple, there are so many apps nowadays, like yung Telegram, WhatsApp, Viber, and also ang daming ways. Especially now yung Viber nga nag-redevelop.
And even ano, Messenger.
Yeah, Messenger. Yeah. Of, diba? Ang daming ways. So parang wala ka na ngayong rason para hindi
not,
mo
not to omit that.
Parang yeah, tsaka wala kang rason para hindi mo sabihin na not to communicate or hindi maging consistent and parang hindi mo maging successful yung long distance relationship.
Yes.
So 6 years, that's quite a long distance relationship. And I'm sure there are challenges na meron. If there are challenges, ano yung mga challenges na nakaharap mo na with regards to having a long distance relationship?
Okay. Challenges. Ano ko ba umpisahan? I think yung pinakauna and one of the most important is yung ano, physical presence. Of course, yung parang nung una parang kasi syempre kapag magkasama kayo parang kahit wag ka na magsalita, yakapin mo lang, hawakan mo lang sa kamay, parang it says a lot, diba?
May assurance eh, no?
May assurance, parang yun na yung language mo. Physical touch, kumbaga. Pero kasi kapag ang sobrang hirap kapag LDR kayo kasi parang lalo na kung yung love language may physical touch, hindi parang dun ka na lang nag-rely dun sa communication mo dun sa tao. So ako personally nako-convert ko into words of affirmation. Parang yung mga promises natin. Yeah, parang feeling ko yun na yung as time went by, parang yun na yung naging love language ko and quality time and words of affirmation kasi parang alam ko na ano na hindi namin maakbay ng isa't isa yung magkasama kami, ganun. Pero parang inaano ko na lang sa mga promises or sa mga assurance na binibigay ko sa kanya. Yung kahit magkasama kami talaga, kahit hindi ako umiimik, basta mahawakan ko lang din talaga yung kamay niya, yung ganyan, maakbayan ko siya. Mayaka, parang solved na ako eh. Alam mo yun, yung satisfied na ako talaga. Yung wala nang kulang, ganun. Ewan ba? Pero naman, ano, kahit hinahanap ko pa rin yung ganung klase ng touch, akbay, yakap, I make sure naman na kapag magkasama kami, sulit na salit din yung ganun ba?
Salit. Yung isang ibang aspeto ng physical touch.
Ayun. No, kahit hindi. Yung yakap lang mismo or yung holding hands, yung ganun ba? Iba kasi yung connection kapag, sa akin iba yung connection kapag ganun yung pinapakita sa tao. Diba?
Yeah.
Yun. Dito so sa how America.
How do you manage yung time?
Actually natuto na lang din kami over the years. Parang kino-compute lang namin kasi parang plus or minus 4 hours. Sa tapos yung kabaliktaran ng AM and PM. So kumbaga kung gabi dito at nung oras na ba? Let's say 12 o'clock na dito. Plus 4 hours, 12 a.m., 12 midnight na dito, plus 4 hours doon, pero p.m. naman doon. Parang ganun ba? So parang 4 p.m. na doon ngayon.
Yeah, 4 p.m. na.
And then, mas ahead yung days nila sa amin. So parang ganun, nasanay na din kami eventually. Kaya alam ko na yung oras kapag natutulog siya, kapag nagigising siya, kapag pauwi na siya sa work. And besides, magka-text naman din kami throughout the day. So parang we still keep in touch consistently. Siguro when it comes to time difference kasi ako as a healthcare professional, lalo na sa job ko ngayon, variable shift ako. So parang it's hard for me to gauge kung kailan ko siya matatawagan or kung kailan ko siya kailan kami magka-quality time, magka-text, ganun ba. So parang minsan meron mga araw na sa loob ng 24 hours parang once or twice lang kaming nagkausap.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi it's either tulog siya at nagtatrabaho ako. I mean, sorry. Tulog siya at doon lang ako available. Tapos pagising niya, it's either tulog naman ako or nagtatrabaho ako. So, it's siguro it's hard kapag sa una, pero as you go along, parang matik na siya na matututunan mo. Parang mag-a-adjust ka talaga just to keep your communication maintained.
Mm-mm.
And yun naman din talaga yung importante.
Yes. Siguro nga talaga yung physical at saka yung communication, yun talaga siguro kasi it says it all no, yung struggle kasi yun talaga yung pinaka main mamimiss mo talaga and all, but as long as meron namang continuity or parang merong assurance lagi or frequent lagi. So parang
and
especially pagka naka-adjust na kayo, katulad nga sabi mo automatic na 'yon na ganun. So parang 6 years you've been doing this, so parang sanay na kayong dalawa. Parang
routine na lang kumbaga. Oo nga eh.
Oo. Eh meron mga questions like ano naman yung nakikita mong pros and cons ng being in a long distance relationship?
Pros and cons? Sige, since marami yung, parang tingin ko, generally, marami yung cons.
Uh-oh.
Sa cons muna tayo.
Sige.
Siyempre, cons more, since hindi nyo nakikita ang isa't isa, parang, and then eventually yung feelings mag-fade kasi walang continuous unang-una physically distant kayo, pangalawa may possibility mag-cut yung communication nyo nga dahil LDR kayo.
Mm-hmm.
And tapos which will eventually lead to parang decay of emotions or decay of affections dun sa other person.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Point na kung nasa LDR kayo, of course you miss the person. Parang may void sa sarili mo talaga na parang kailangan mapunan or hinahanap-hanap mo.
Mm-hmm.
And then parang then there's another guy who comes and then parang siya pala yung magpupuna nung void na yun.
Yes.
So, yeah. Cons. Isa pa din yung cons, yung may possibility din ma-take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Yung kung anong meron kayo. Kasi for example, karamihan naman ng mga nag-abroad usually is for work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if gusto nilang mag-focus muna sa work or mag-progress sa profession nila, like take masters or ma-promote sa management, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Parang mawawalan ka na ng time din. Madadivert yung attention mo. Mm-hmm. And yung time mo na instead na mabigay sa kanya, parang i-focus mo na lang for professional growth or personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think as an individual, wala naman din mali. Pero yun nga lang, maji-jeopardize lang yung relationship nyo at some point. Di ba? Tsaka yung sex life, syempre. Isa na din yan. I mean, kahit matik na yan, syempre.
Syempre, physical needs yun eh.
Mm-mm. Tapos, isa pa palang cons, yung panunumbat. Like, I mean, panunumbat in a way na yung dalawang parties, hindi nila maintindihan ang situation ng magkabilang parties.
Mm.
Gets mo? Yung parang iba yung buhay dito sa, for example, sa America, then iba yung buhay sa Philippines.
Mm.
So ikaw as a person, parang ibibase mo lahat ng mga perception mo kung nasan ka. Parang,
oh, okay. I got it.
Oo. Tapos, ganun din yung other party. Tapos parang feeling nyo, yung iniisip nyo, parang dapat dapat naka-based yung culture, for example, culture or yung culture ng isang lugar. Dapat naka-based, parang at some point may tendency na dapat ma-based yun sa tawag doon. Ma-based yun dun sa location kung nasan yung nag-iisip. Yung ganun ba? And also yung parang isa ding nagiging issue personal, I mean generally is kapag yung mga ibang tao na nasa ibang bansa like mga first world countries like States, UK, or yung mga nasa Europe ganyan, parang yung minsan yung mentality din ng tao parang kumikita ka naman ng dollars, kumikita ka naman ng pounds. I mean, I'm not making a stereotype or what. Parang ano lang, observations ko lang din.
Mm-mm.
Not saying na na-encounter na namin yun. Hindi pa naman. At sana hindi. Yung ganun ba? Parang yun lang din. Parang nagiging factor din yun sa downside ng isang LDR relationship. Okay. Sa pros naman, I think yung isa sa mga pinaka-importante din is yung time na apart kayo sa isa't isa. Parang feeling ko as a person din marirealize mo yung worth ng tao. At the same time marirealize mo kung ano talaga yung gusto mo, and at some point may isip mo kung ano yung magiging plano mo. Parang ganun yun eh, parang may trigger effect na mangyayari. Kasi minsan yung mga magjowa nga na magkasama, minsan parang lagi sila magkasama araw gabi ganyan. Minsan nakakasawa na, 'di ba? Pero kapag LDR kasi, parang nami-miss mo, parang may willpower kang magpursige para magkita kayo ulit, or may drive kayo na ano, alam mo 'yun. May drive kayo na magplan sa future niyong dalawa, kasi parang nakikita niyo yung value ng isa't isa kasi hindi kayo magkasama. That's a point.
Yeah,
I think that's for the pros and cons.
Ano nga din, ano, kasi syempre pagkahalimbawang hindi mo nakikita, you get to miss the other person every now and again. Tapos parang bago lagi yun na pag-uusapan nyo.
At some point nakakasabik din na parang, oh, hindi tayo nag-usap for ilang hours. Anong nangyari? Ano nang nangyari sa'yo for that hours? Alam mo yun? Parang may lagi kang inaabangan na update.
Oo.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Saka yung ano, I was sort of like in a long-distance relationship pala. Kasi si Andy kasi moved to another place. Umalik na siya sa Birmingham. So, nung pagkabalik niya sa Birmingham, so ako na dito parang mga 3-4 hours drive din yon, and we don't get to see each other every day. Like so paano na rin yon? So matagal din yun, parang 5 years ata na ganun din kami, although we live in the same country but we live in a different city. So parang ganun din. So it was a long distance relationship, pero nasanay na lang din kami yung kung paano kami mag-usap, mag-uusap kami. Minsan, may days na wala kami, hindi kami nag-uusap.
Ay, like, walang nag-initiate at all?
Wala. 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 Parang nasanay na kami. Pagka alam kong hindi siya nag-text, alam kong busy siya.
Oh, okay.
O pag hindi siya tumawag, alam kong busy siya. Kasi, ano din siya eh, kasi demanding din yung work niya. And alam mo naman na sa healthcare.
Okay. Nasa healthcare din ba siya?
Hindi, ako nasa healthcare siya, nasa finance siya. Iba din yung demand ng ano niya, kasi nasa investment siya eh. So, iba din yung demand ng trabaho niya. Plus, he runs his own business. So, alam ko yung demand din ng trabaho niya. As a healthcare, alam din niya yung demand ng trabaho ko na minsan talaga parang ayoko na magsalita kasi kahit nung nandito kami, nung nandito kami na magkasama, na halos magkasama kami sa bahay, uuwi ako sa kanya pag galing ako ng long hours of doing clinic, ayoko na magsalita. Pagod na ako.
Sagad na, ganun.
Yung tipong every half an hour, ang dami kong kinakausap iba-ibang tao, iba-ibang pasyente, every half an hour yung clinic. Parang the last thing you wanted to do is talk. Kaya minsan hindi ako uuwi nung nandito pa siya sa London, hindi ako uuwi sa kanya kasi alam kong I'm tired. So ganun din, hindi rin ako magte-text. Parang wala, I'm tired. I just wanted to be quiet. May ikipag-usap ako. At saka parang English na naman. Pwede bang Tagalog naman? So ang hahanapin ko, Tagalog. Kasi English na naman. Shucks, the entire day, English
close
na
to lang. Nga.
Diba? Nakukuha mo yun?
Yeah, I get that a lot sa work.
Diba?
Sa mga friends ko.
English na naman. Tagalog naman ang hahanapin ko. Utang na loob.
Mag-effort ka pang mag-isip. Ganun.
Saka mahirap makapag-away ng Ingles, ha?
Oo. Kaya minsan manahimik ka na lang para para hindi ka mapahiya. Yeah. I totally get that.
But what about planning? Kasi di ba exciting din yung ano, yung when you look forward into something. Like say for example, you look forward in seeing each other and you look forward in traveling together or going places. Do you travel ba together?
Mm-mm. Parang tingin ko isa na yun sa mga matik na ano namin, matik na quality time or parang pambawi namin sa isa't isa.
In travel. Where do you normally go? Where do you normally go? Do you go sa Philippines or do you go abroad?
Before sa local lang sa Philippines, like sa Baguio ganyan or
ay sarap Baguio.
Sa ano?
Masarap sa Baguio. I love Baguio. I want to retire sa Baguio.
Ang chill. Or Tagaytay. Or Boracay, ganyan.
Uh-huh.
Ano lang. Or minsan, Manila, staycation lang sa mga hotel. Alam mo yan, quality time, bonding, food trip. Yung ganun ba. Tapos, may mga times din na nag-international travel kami. We went to Singapore a few years back. And then yung recent namin, kasi parang almost 2 years na kami hindi nagkita.
Oh, because of the pandemic.
Yes. Yes. You know, I actually bought ticket before. Parang 3 times ko nang pina-convert into airline, an airline credit. Buti na lang ina-acknowledge pa rin. Kasi laging mataas yung cases or yung quarantine sa Philippines sobrang tagal, 'di ba?
Oo, yeah, 14 days pa nga dati.
Worth it umuwi.
Oo.
'Di ba? Sayang lang din sa leave. So, we decided to go sa Dubai nung November.
Ah, so siya yung kasama mo din sa Dubai Expo.
Hindi ko ba nabanggit sa iyo dati, no? Hindi ko ba? Oo nga, before pa yun pala. Oo.
Okay. So now I understand. Okay.
So yun. Kasi parang, alam mo yun, parang almost 2 years na. So parang, ano na. Kailangan na nating magkita, ganun.
Oo, kailangan yun na magkita.
And it was really difficult, especially nung pandemic. Kasi parang, pareho kaming, ano, nag-struggle talaga mentally. Hindi naman that serious. Hindi naman sobrang serious, pero at some point, parang yung sanity namin parang naapektuhan din at some point.
I think lahat naman talaga naapektuhan yung sanity and all. And ako nga, during the height pa ng pandemic na naghiwalay kami.
Eh, totoo. So, LDR kayo nun?
Oo, kasi si, di ba nga si Andy lives in a different city. I live in London. So, ano yun? Height ng pandemic na naghiwalay kami. Although, yung height ng pandemic helped me move on immediately. Kasi nga, ang dami mong iisipin eh. Parang walang time para mag-isip. Kasi ang busy ng work.
Mm-mm.
Daming cases. Tapos during that time, naka-lockdown kami. So parang, a month after kami nag-break, naka-lockdown kami. So, actually, dapat masasad ka and all. Kaya lang parang alam mo na kasi kung yung gagawin mo eh. Alam mo na may pasok.
Parang, wala ka ng choice but to move forward, yung ganun ba?
Oo,
parang,
hindi ako nabigyan ng ano, ng pagkakataon na mag-inerte pa para para mag-emote. Parang shit naman to. Hindi mo ako binigyan. Pero yun nga, totoo yun na ano, dapat. So maganda, just nag-enjoy kayo ng ano, nag-enjoy kayo. Ay. Wow.
Buti na lang hindi ganoon ka-strict doon. Compared sa ibang countries talaga.
Mm-mm.
So, ayun. So, parang it was really hard for us kasi almost 2 years kami hindi nakita. Tapos parang may point in time within that years na parang nagsasubside na yung ano namin, nagsasubside na yung kilig, yung spark. Ganun.
Oh wow.
And then we had to it was unknowingly we had to compensate our mental health to other things, like ako nag-work like kumain ako ng kumain since in demand naman din yung trabaho sa atin kasi busy dahil sa pandemic. And then siya din sa work niya and sa mga ibang bagay, sa business, ganyan. So parang may time din sa amin before na take for granted namin ng isa't isa.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos parang nasanay na din kami na parang tagal na namin di nagkita.
Mm-hmm.
So nung time then, like around July or August, that was the time when we decided na kailangan na talaga natin magkita.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Nakakabaliw na.
And, oo, parang, alam mo yung parang naliligaw na kaming dalawa na asan na tayo. Kasi ako, as much as possible, I try to go home every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every April or May sa Philippines. Ganun. Kasi summer dun usually, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Para makabanding ko din yung mga pinsan ko and mga friends ko, ganun.
Mm.
Kaya yun. So, buti na lang na natuloy kami and parang naging renewal of vows ang nangyari doon.
Wow naman! Cute!
Kasi parang, And diba sama? Alam mo yun. Tapos parang at the same time din, parang ang dami na naming na-miss sa isa't isa, including yung mga personalities and ugali namin na hindi nakita over the years. Parang may alam mo yun, yung may nag-change na sa amin within that span na hindi kami nagkita.
Mm.
And at for a short time, nag-a-adjust kami sa isa't isa nung nagkita talaga kami.
Yeah.
Kaya it was still a learning process and I feel like it still will.
Mm-hmm.
Kapag LDR.
Mm. With sa LDR nga, iba-iba rin naman talaga yung situation ng mga tao. Although ang constant or ang common denominator is the distance itself. Iba-iba lang yung ways kung paano ginagawa ng mga tao, how to survive their relationships and all. 'di ba? So iba-iba yung mechanisms, iba-iba yung ways of coping. If you can indulge me on this one, I read a Time a magazine article regarding long distance. Tapos meron siyang binigay na 8 tips daw how to survive long distance relationship. And you tell me if these are the things that you've been doing already or not, or sabihin mo na ano to, bago to, so sige, I'll try that. Sige, so number one, which you've mentioned already, technology is your best friend. So we've discussed that already, na technology. How it is really important sa inyo talaga?
Actually, ang dami kong, I mean, na-relate ko yung parents ko dyan.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi LDR din sila for ilang years din eh.
Mm-hmm. Sino ba nauna sa States, ang mom or dad mo?
Ang mom ko, because she's a nurse.
Ah, okay.
She moved here, and then nung LDR sila ng dad ko, bumili pa nun yung mama ko ng may specific na telephone for US and Philippines na direct line sa phone ng mama ko.
Ah, okay.
Parang ganun. So parang, well, kasi at that time wala pang Facebook, wala pang Messenger, wala pang FaceTime, yung ganun ba?
Alam ko kasi parang may international na globe eh, na parang ganyan ate. Parang ganyan ata, para direct lang ka lang makakatawag.
Pero I think mahal yun, kaya hindi sila nag-resort doon.
Mm-hmm.
Swerte na pala tayo kasi iba na yung panahon ngayon.
True.
May Messenger na, may Telegram na, may WhatsApp, may FaceTime, ganun ba?
Yeah.
So parang, yeah, technology is important talaga. Kasi parang doon nakasalala yung convenience nyo to communicate consistently with each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's like one of the, isa sa mga essential talaga na tools for LDR.
Mm-mm.
Of course.
Mm-mm. Great. Number two, sabi niya, be committed to the relationship. So this applies to everyone involved in long distance relationship, but is particularly true for people pursuing long distance relationships. Obviously, kahit hindi naman long distance ang relationship mo, you have to be committed to your partner, diba?
I agree. Yes, of course, naman. I mean, in any kind of relationships, dapat talaga committed ka kasi, diba?
Mm.
Hindi naman magiging relationship yan kung walang commitment in the first place.
Mm.
So, sa case namin, of course, we stayed committed. Isa ding factor na nag-help sa commitment namin is yung mga plans, pagpa-plan namin every time na magkikita kami.
Mm.
Yung parang lagi kang may...
You're looking forward into something.
Yeah, exactly. And also yung mga plans namin in the future, yung careers namin, and kung paano namin nakikitang isa't isa, let's say 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Parang, alam mo yun, yung parang yung buhay mo parang hindi pwedeng hindi mawala yung tao na to sa buhay ko. Parang ganun na namin nakikita eh. Parang matik na nandyan na siya kahit gaano pa katagal yan, kahit ilang years pa yung lumipas. Kaya tingin ko yun yung reason namin bakit kami nag-stay committed sa isa't isa.
Sabi nga 'di ba, it's always imperative with a long distance relationship na you look forward yung mga plans, kung kailan kayo magkikita and all. Kasi kailangan yun eh, to stay committed in the relationship.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen next? Ano yung mangyayari sa atin? Ganito na lang ba tayo or what?
Exactly.
Siguro part din ba ng commitment yung being loyal?
Of course. Of course naman.
So, may challenge din yun, ano? What about temptations? What about those nights na ang lungkot? Wala siya.
I mean, kaya nga, babalik tayo sa number one, technology. is your best friend. Diba? Tama.
Okay, I got it. But what about...
And isa pa, add ko lang. And ano, we always make a way to, you know, spice things up between the two of us. Yung,
oh, that's ba? Nice.
Mm-hmm. Para hindi maging routine na lang or dull yung moment or yung relationship namin. Parang we always incorporate new ideas, new things.
Sample, yung pwede mo i-share.
paano ba? Oh, okay, sige. Hindi kasi ano, kapag, like kapag nagbabanding kami, since na, mula nung first year na lumipad ako dito, mula nung nagbabanding kami, like, minsan sabay kaming nanonood ng Netflix.
Ah,
tapos okay, pag-uusapan na, for example, itong certain series na to, panonoodin namin ng sabay. Then after that, pag-uusapan namin, magbe-brainstorm kami, tapos mahuhook kami doon. Then, so kapag nakikita na namin na medyo wala na tayong napag-uusapan, let's think of another one. And then this one and that one. And then nauwi kami sa mga Korean dramas, sa mga BL series na yan. Diba?
Or kaya pala tweet ka rin tweet sa BL series.
Sorry na.
Tinatanong ko nga sa iyo kung maganda eh.
Oo. Uy, maganda yon yung Bad Body. Na-hook din siya actually. Eh, mas more like din na mas marupok ako sa mga ganyan eh. Pero na-hook din siya. Yeah. And then, ano pa ba? Naglalaro din kami ng Mobile Legends.
Mm-mm.
Parang banding na din namin. And every time na every time na nagta-travel kami on our own or with our friends, ganyan, nag-FaceTime kami. Parang pinapakita namin, uy, ito yung view. Tapos yung feeling na parang nandun ka na din nakasama mo siya habang nagta-travel. Parang yeah, ganun yun eh. Kahit LDR pa man yan, it's the thought eh.
Does your friend know him?
Hmm?
Kilala na siya ng mga friends mo?
Sa Philippines, yeah, marami na. And dito, mga ilan-ilan lang.
Ilan lang.
Mga trusted lang.
Okay.
Kasi ano, medyo discreet pa kami.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yung third tips niya is do stuff together even though you're apart, which you've been doing already, like watching Netflix together.
And playing Mobile Legends.
Sino mas magaling sa inyo?
Actually, siya yung unang nagsabi sa akin dati. Mas nauna siyang naglaro.
A gamer. Oo. Siya. Mas gamer siya before kesa sa'yo.
Mas gamer ako kasi high school pa lang nagdodota na ako. LOL, ganyan. Siya first time niya maglaro niyan. So dati hindi ko pinapansin yung kapag sinasabi niyang, "Uy, maglaro ka nito," tapos iniisip ko lang, "Ay, busy ako, ganyan ganyan." Alam mo yung ganun. Tapos nung tinry ko na for the very first time, nahook ako agad. So parang
so nagko-contest na kayo ng ML ng Mobile.
Though may time na nag-stop siya kasi may times nakaka-toxic din naman at some point yung ML. Parang na-toxic siya, nag-stop siya. Ako, hindi. The more na natotoxic ako, the more na naging competitive ako sa ganyan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Pero, yeah, parang that's one of the things na parang bonding na din namin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, nung nag-Dubai kami, lagi kami naglalaro at hindi na lag nun kasi same server na kami. Parang ganun ba? Yeah. The things, pakiulit nga yung ano yung category niyan, yung
do stuff together even though you're apart.
Oh, yung mga virtual dates namin.
Oh, wow, talaga may mga virtual dates kayo.
So every nagsa-celebrate, in fairness, nagsa-celebrate pa kami ng monthly
until what? Now. What? Yeah. What do you do? Ang kilig naman no.
So ano lang, kakain sa labas tapos kakain sa labas, tapos mag-FaceTime habang kumakain. Tapos ganun din siya. Parang magka-date lang kami. Pero virtually nga lang. At two different.
Wait, paano yun yung time difference? So one of them will be breakfast and yours will probably lunch or dinner. Okay.
Mostly, dinner sa akin, lunch sa kanya. Yes. Lunch sa kanya, dinner sa akin.
Uh-huh.
Kasi yung, parang yung last namin was Valentine's Day nung 2 days ago.
What did you do?
ano, pumunta ko, nagpa-reserve ako ng ano. Nagtataka nga yung nakausap ko dun sa restaurant kasi for how many people, sabi ko for one only, sabi ko. Tapos, really, Valentine's Day, sabi niya. Tapos yun, tapos same din siya, nasa Baguio siya ngayon eh, with friends.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, nag-virtual Valentine's date kami.
Yung picture na naka-ano ka? Yun yung picture na paakit ka sa hagdan na nakasuit ka?
Ay, hindi. Iba yun. Ano naman yun?
Ibang kala ko effort!
Grabe. Effort. Para lang sa ano eh. Para lang sa lande.
O ba bakit?
Bakit?
Oh. Or sa jowa, no? Magpapakita ng bongo.
Tapos yung mga taong nakapaligid sa akin, couple silang lahat. Parang tinitignan nila ako. Alam mo yun? Parang
kasi okay naka-FaceTime ka, diba?
Naka-FaceTime ako. Oh. Habang kumakain ako. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I still find it sweet yung mga ganong details, yung mga little details sa relationship
namin. Nakakakilig kaya yon yung ganon. My God, but si Andy sana ganon na lang eh. Hindi kasi siya ganon eh.
Yeah. Oh. And yung to add ko din pala, yung sabi mo nga, parang may mga days kayo na hindi kayo nag-uusap at all.
Mm-mm.
Parang sa amin, ever since, promise, totoo to, ever since day one na nag-LDR kami, walang araw na ganon. Parang, minsan nga isang oras lang kami hindi magkaka-text. Like kapag gising kami pareho ha, isang oras lang kami hindi magkaka-text. Magte-text yung isa sa amin na, uy, ano nang ginagawa mo, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. So parang, alam mo yun, parang it feels na secured ka at some mm-hmm. point. Kaya parang you still stay committed din sa partner. Yung ganun ba? And yeah, we really try to keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Parang isa yun sa mga rules namin nung nag-uumpisa pala kami sa LDR. Oo. Tapos papalit-palit nga din siya ng SIM doon. Nagsasmart siya, tapos minsan nag-globe siya, tapos sun cellular. Kasi yung data sa Philippines, di ba, medyo mabagal din yung internet connection doon. Sa mga, tapos may mga ibang area doon na pili pa yung mga pwede mong gamitan ng ano,
true,
ng data.
True.
So yun, na-appreciate ko naman din talaga yung effort niyang yun. kahit papalit-palit siya ng ano ng network,
ng network. Oo,
para sa 5G data.
May 5G na ba sa Philippines ngayon?
Ano yan?
May 5G na sa Philippines?
Di ko sure. Meron na ba? I'm not sure. I think I know LTE meron na. Mm. Pero not sure about 5G. Ayun.
Right. You're good na dun sa ano? Sa number two?
Oh, yeah. I'm okay.
Yung isang ano niya, make fun plans. So, the light in the details of what the two of you will do the next time you see each other. Plan your next weekend. Make a ritual to talk about fun things you'll do together. I think you've been doing this already. Eh, na
yeah. Ano bang fun ang hinahanap natin? Name it.
Hoy, mag-i-imagine ako, wag kang ganyan.
Hoy, hindi natin branding to, Sir Tony.
Kaya nga, hindi natin branding yan.
Joke lang yan.
Sabi niya, be confident in your relationships. And I think this is really important. According to insecurity can lead to one partner checking in on the other one too often. This can result in excessive calls and texts being sent for the wrong reasons and can lead to unnecessary tensions. If I can continue this one, kasi this is very important na nabasa ko. Sabi niya, the constructive reasons couples communicate is to provide their partners with a sense of their lives and what is important to them. When the communication is hijacked by insecurity, the anxious partner will not be assured or be reassured, and the other partner will be turned off by the constant checking. the frequency of interaction in couples separated by distance needs to correlate to the same parameters of interaction when both are at home. It needs to be a level agreeable to both parties. Mm-hmm. Ang ganda ng sinabi niya na talagang pag nagkaroon ka ng insecurities, no? Pag may isang partner na na-insecure about you're not giving me time anymore. Mm-hmm. Puro ka na lang work. Yeah. Or nasaan ka na, ba't hindi kita mahanap? Ganyan-ganyan. Uh-huh. So, madalas, yun yung mga unnecessary text messages na nasi-send that mm-hmm. triggers another person to be off or magagalit, especially pag
masakal siya yung ganyan.
Galing ka sa trabaho, ganyan-ganyan. So, yun daw ang ways to be, yun daw ang dapat hindi gawin para maging confident. Kumbaga parang sinasabi niya,
yung kahit, sense of security pa rin talaga. No?
Oo. Oh,
hindi kayo mag-usap.
Yes.
You know, exactly. Alam niyo sa isa't isa na, mahal yung isa't isa, you're okay in the relationship. Yeah.
Nandiyan lang siya, okay lang yan. Yeah. Buhay yan. May mapapakita yung signs of life.
Of course, yeah. Mag-story lang yan, alam mo na buhay yan.
Oo, exactly. Tingnan mo lang, ilang when was the last time na nag-on siya sa Messenger? 2 minutes ago, abuhay.
Tapos magka-calculate ka na ng ano, di ba? May mga ganong, oh mga ganong scenarios. Yung,
oo.
Tapos minsan meron pa yung mga read, yung mga scene, di ba?
Oo.
Tapos for example, meron din yung, meron din yung, bibilangin mo, ilang minuto siyang di nag-reply sa'yo, pero makita mo sa phone na siya not too long ago, yung ganun ba?
So kailangan talaga maging confident ka sa relationship nyo na meron kayo para hindi mag-creep in yung insecurity. Mm-hmm. Totoo, no, na-realize ko rin talaga na kita mo kahit kami ni Andy, mm-hmm. even if we don't talk for a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
kasi we're very mo. Kasi nga we're very confident with our relationship eh. Kaya parang hindi na issue sa amin 'yon. At saka, naiintindihan ko rin, kasi like si Andy, kasi his entire family, apart from dad, ano sila, hindi sila ma-social media.
Okay.
Wala silang social media. Andy doesn't have any social media. Pag uuwi ako sa kanila sa Birmingham, hindi ako contactable. Meaning to say, yung telepono ko nasa room. Kasi wala akong daladalang telepono. Eh di ba nowadays, my God, kahit nagbanyo tayo, may bit-bit tayong telepono.
Oo nga. Parang hindi mo na pwedeng iwan ng ano mo, ng phone.
Kailangan isang parte ng katawan ng telepono, isa siya sa mga parte ng katawan mo.
Exactly.
Pagdating ko sa Birmingham, wala akong telepono kasi they love to talk. They love to engage. So kaya kami ni Andy, hindi kami nasanay na nagtatawagan or what.
Okay.
Na. Siguro
kaya pala.
Hindi yun ang pinag-awayan namin. Diba yung pinag...
I mean, kaya pala, ano, may mga days kayo na hindi kinag-usap. Parang factor din yun at some point, mm-hmm. diba?
Kasi nga, we're very confident na sa relasyon namin.
Yeah.
Kasi, matagal na rin eh.
At least you understand that na may na ganun pala siya.
Oo.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I think, ano, ako I find it... I mean, I think yung pangit lang is yung sobrang ganun. Sobrang... Mm-hmm. unnecessary na ano na pangungulit. Pero kapag kami kasi parang ako personally I find it cute minsan kapag hindi tagal kong hindi nagre-reply kasi for example busy ako sa work.
Deliberately ginagawa mo o
hindi naman hindi na,
para magpamisa.
Hindi naman ako. And then, may mga times na talaga na gano'n na busy ako. Tapos, hindi ko na nare-replyan for ilang hours. Tapos, pag, the next thing na makita ko sa phone ko, parang 3 messages, gano'n. Ano nang ginagawa mo? Hindi ka na nag-text, gano'n. I find it cute kasi parang feeling ko, alam mo yun, parang...
Hinahanap.
You really mean something to this person, parang gano'n. Mm. Kasi hindi ka naman din niya itetext ang ganun kung wala siyang pake or hindi ka niya mahal. Yun lang, parang I find it cute. Pero beyond that, kung yung pangungulit na talaga, no? Yung tasi sumbat mo, o hindi ka nag-reply, ganyan, ganyan. Tas ang dry-dry mo, yung ganun ba? Yun na yung siguro, ano? Yun na siguro yung medyo off for me, for us.
May room ba to fight? Pagka, kasi matagal na kayo, di ba? Minsan sinasabi na sa sobrang tagal na nga natin na hindi nagkikita and all, pag nag-usap tayo, dapat hindi na tayo nag-aaway kasi we need to be, yeah, you know, we need to cherish this time na nag-usap tayo, dapat hindi na lang tayo nag-aaway. Pero naiiwasan ba 'yon na hindi mag-aaway?
Kapag magkasama or kapag
kahit nag-uusap lang, halimbawa.
Like
with you, how often do you fight? Or when was the last time you fight?
Matagal-tagal na din eh, parang months. I mean, hindi naman months. May mga tampo-tampo weeks ago, ganun, na nare-resolve naman agad-agad. Pero actually, nung first naming mag-LDR, yun, araw-araw kami nag-aaway. Kasi, I mean, I think that's given na. Parang,
oo, kasi hindi niyo naiintindihan eh.
Kinakapanyo pa yung situation kung saan tayo lulugar. Alam mo yun, paano tayo magkocompensate sa isa't isa, ganun. Yung ganun ba? Pero as it goes by naman, ano, makakapag-adjust pa rin kayo.
Mm-hmm.
Yung ganun ba? Tapos when it comes to that nga, yung nag-aaway dahil sa hindi pag-text ba? Yun ba yung pinapoint mo kanina? Meron namang konti, pero hindi naman naabot sa serious matters talaga. Like, ano lang, tampo lang, ganun. Tampo lang, tapos, it's either suyuin ko na siya or suyuin niya ako, okay na kami. Kasi usually, nasanay din kasi kami na ano, kapag may away kami or may problema kami, hindi namin pinapalagpas ang isang araw. Parang, nung nandyan pa lang din ako sa Philippines, magkasama pa lang kami, lagi, parang na, tawag dun, na-install na namin sa isa't isa na ayusin natin agad. Kaya, at ayaw na namin patagalan talaga yung away. Ganun. Which is good naman kasi parang nadala na namin hanggang ngayong LDR. Though meron talagang mga ibang mga fights na hindi maiiwasan na mabibring up sila the next day or the next couple of days, yung ganun ba. Pero I think that's just part of everything. That's just part of the relationship. And as you go along din naman, ano, marami din tayong matututunan sa mga fights na yun, and I mean, at least we need to learn something from them, you know. It's not like paulit-ulit na nangyayari na walang resolution in the end. So parang cycle lang din. So yun yung I'm glad din na ano namin yun. Parang alam namin na ganun, na wag na nating ibalik or wag na nating i-resolve na natin hanggang ngayon na para next time hindi na mangyari ulit.
True. Kasi pag pinahaba pa, it's useless na it's pointless.
Yeah. Tapos may ano pa, may pag-uungkat pa, ganun. Yung mga grudges na ganun, di ba? Oo. Parang
samantalang ako, tayo ng text na entire day.
Yung iba nga, mag-jowa, ay yung mga iba nga in a relationship, di ba? May mga resibo pa yung mga yan. Di ba? Like, at saka, yung ginawa mo ngayong araw na to, tapos yung ganun ba, tapos hindi ka nag-reply, tapos, alam mo yun, yung panunumbat ng ganun, yeah.
Meron akong isang kaibigan dito, LDR sila ng girlfriend niya, alam mo, magpuput pa yun ng picture para lang i-post ko nasaan siya.
Ay, gano'n.
Nga, ang OA naman nito.
Parang too much ata yun for me.
Parang ang OA naman nito. Tapos sabi niya, stick to schedule. Stick to schedule pag nag-plan kayo na magkita or kung anong gagawin niyo. If you stick to schedule on calling each other, or going to see each other, kailangan daw ginagawa. Kasi pagka-break, another person would make an excuse all the time. Ay, pwede naman pala ma-break, ganyan. So parang next time, tatamarin ka na. Like when you deliberately stick to the schedules, alam mo that you're looking forward into something. I think kayong dalawa, you stick on schedules in the sense na you get to go home every year. It's just very unfortunate na nagkaroon tayo ng pandemic, hence you were not able to go home. But at least you managed to see each other nung November. You went to Dubai. So kayo ba may mga schedules kayo? Like, okay, halimbawa, after the last time you met was November. So ano yung next schedules na pinag-usapan nyo? Kailan kayo mag-meet?
Hopefully, ano pa lang eh, tentative pa lang. Wala pang concrete, pero idea pa lang. And then it depends pa sa situation.
Ay, wala nang quarantine sa Philippines. But
I heard niya.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, oo nga, di ba? Parang ang bilis na wala bigla. Kung kailan tumaas yung cases. Mm. Yun yung sabi nila eh. Anyway. Oo nga. We're looking, siguro hopefully by mid-year. This mid-year, around May or June, magkita kami ulit.
Parang talaga? I'm going home in July. I'm going home in July.
Uwi ka ng July?
Oo, uwi ako ng July. Dapat April eh. Pero sayang, hindi tayo magkikita.
Alam mo, kasi may friend ako sa Cambridge, di ba?
Oo.
One of this years, papasyal ako. Sa London ka ba mismo?
Yeah, sa London ako mismo.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Maganda sa Cambridge.
Oh, ang saya. Ako yung nagpa-panting.
Oh, yes.
Diba?
At saka ang gwapo ng panter.
Oh. Oo nga. Tama ka dyan.
Correct. Tapos, I think the last one is set clear rules and boundaries. Don't do anything you wouldn't want the other person to see on social media. You should do your best to stay out of situation that might make your long-distance partner feel uncomfortable or threatened within reason. So parang, huwag mo daw bibigyan ng rason para magselo siguro yung isang tao or mag-feel awkward. Siguro yung awkwardness is medyo magduda o magselos or mayroong itatanong sa'yo for whatever reasons. So parang dapat may clear boundaries kayo kung ano lang yung dapat yung gawin or i-project sa sarili nyo. Mm-hmm. Kayo ba may mga set boundaries ba kayo, dalawa?
Ano implied naman siya sa lahat? Feeling ko implied naman siya sa lahat ng relationship, yung una-una yung cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, malaking bagay talaga yon. Like, kaming dalawa, alam na namin yun, kahit di na namin pag-usapan.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, pangalawa, parang napag-usapan namin yung honesty talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo na magkalayo kami. Parang feeling ko kasi kapag na-break na yung trust, parang ang hirap na mag-ibalik tapos magkalayo pa kayo. Parang mm-hmm. naisip ko lang, alam mo yun,
mm-hmm.
parang it's very difficult then.
Mm-hmm.
And then next, sinabi ko to na kailangan nating maging open sa isa't isa kung ano yung nararamdaman natin, iniisip natin. Kasi at the end of the day, dapat yung partner mo yung kakampi mo eh. Alam mo yun? Mm-hmm. Parang yung partner mo yung laging mag-aantabay sa'yo kapag when you're down or when you're at your lowest. Parang, syempre hindi naman din namin makita yun sa isa't isa kasi magkalayo nga kami.
Mm-hmm.
But with the only choice we have is to be open to each other, yung ganun ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think we're pretty good with that one naman.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang nag-share siya ng problem sa akin and at the same time nag-share din ako ng problem sa kanya, and alam mo yun, nagtutulungan pa rin kami at some point, nagtutulungan pa rin kami lagi doon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Alam mo, mayroon nga akong recently, I've watched this interview of Judy Ann Santos and Ryan Agoncillo sa vlog ni Karen Davila. And mm-hmm. I learned sa interview na yun, yung communication, how important is communication sa relationship. Sabi ni Judy Ann, no matter how painful or joyful or sad or excited yung nararamdaman mo, you have to communicate.
Yeah.
O kahit masakit, kailangan marinig mo na masakit, ito yung nararamdaman ko, pagkagalit ka and all, ito kailangan i-express mo. Kasi pag hindi mo daw in-express, may mga bagay kang you will never ever express. Tapos, ang take ko doon, o nga no, parang ang mangyayari, naiipon na naiipon until pag sumabog ka, lalabas na lang na, ganito ka, galit ka. Parang, saan ang galing yun? Ba't hindi ko yun alam dati? Ganun na pala ako, tapos hindi ko alam.
Exactly. So
parang, you have to communicate pala, no matter how painful it is, wala kang tinatago. You just have to communicate.
Yeah. Tsaka yung, alam mo yung, lalo na sa LDR, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Kapag, alam mo yung LDR na nga kayo, tapos may kinikim-kim pa kayo sa isa't isa, yung parang, tapos in the end, parang nagkakapaan kayo kung ano na. At some point, parang iniisip ko ano yun eh, parang, hindi naman sa pagiging unfaithful, pero parang I feel like the other person deserves to know since you're in a relationship.
Malapit na, I only have 2-3 questions left. This is an obvious question for long distance relationship. How do you deal or how do you manage temptations? Especially with you, you're young, you're good looking and all. So how do you manage temptations? Stay away from it.
Yun yung sabi ko kanina, yung techno, I think, okay, sige. Yung first one, I would say to communicate and be open with your partner. Like, for example, my point na parang, uy, yung cute-cute ni ganun, crush ko to, ganun. Dumating na kami sa point na ganun and parang, naisip na namin na tawag doon. Parang we just open up para lang
ma-express mo.
Ma-express or mailabas namin yung kailangan ilabas.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that yung technology nga, yung sinabi mo kanina, yung technology.
There are so many ways.
Yes, ang dami namang ways to spice things up.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, parang ang dami naming na-discover na bagay, not only to resist temptation but also to rekindle yung spark sa aming dalawa, yung spice.
Yeah. Nice. Pero sabi dun sa tip, you have to set an end date.
Oh, yeah.
Set an end date para mag-end na yung long distance and be together. I know you have plans. You're doing something. So you tell me about it. Anong plans? Anong end date niyo?
Yeah, actually we've been talking about it na so 6 years sa aming LDR, right? So hopefully after ng pandemic everything will go smoothly na and in the future kasi yung usapan namin before ganito mag-focus muna kami sa personal growth namin as individuals siya sa field niya nagte-take siya ng maraming experience and also I think he's papasok siya ng graduate school niyan.
All right, okay.
Yes, and sa part ko naman din ganun parang I'm leaning towards professional growth and sa career ko nga.
Mm-hmm.
So yun muna yung isa-settle namin sa aming dalawa.
Mm-hmm.
And then kapag na-achieve na namin yun, dun na kami magpo-proceed dun sa ano namin to end the LDR.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is good kasi parang may tiwala na din kasi kami sa isa't isa eh. Alam mo yun, parang sobrang secured na namin na wala nang yung parang sure na
for parang me, sure parang sure na kasi kayo eh kasi ang tagal nyo na eh. Parang,
oh, tsaka ang dami na naming plans, ang dami na naming napagplanuhan, ang dami na naming dami na kaming investment sa isa't isa, hindi lang emotionally pati sa mga ibang bagay. Meron mga financial financial matters sa family din, ganun. So yeah, hopefully after the pandemic, kapag settled na kami.
Is he planning to go there? Are you planning to bring him there? Or are you going home in the Philippines? Or,
I'm planning to bring him here.
Alright. Bakit hindi na lang kayo mag-vice ganda?
Eh, nakita ko nga yun. Hindi, kasi yung point namin is, ayokong dumating sa point na kapag magkasama na kami, tapos isa sa amin, or both kami, ma-realize niya na dapat ginawa ko muna to.
Ah, yeah. True naman.
Alam mo yun? Yung parang, yung regret ba?
Oo. Kasi yun. May resentment yan eh. Lalo na pag...
Yeah, exactly. Yun yung...
You didn't allow me to do this kasi yes. Gusto kong mag-master's or mag-graduate school and all tapos hindi ko nagawa.
Kasi actually...
Oo naman.
Oo. Actually, madami na din kaming na-sacrifice before pa. Actually, yung talaga mag-states nung una. Dapat mag-med ako.
Oo.
Sabi ko sa lahat ng friends ko at sa kanya sa family ko, mag-iipon lang ako dito ng 1 year or 2 years tapos uuwi na ako para mag-med. Tapos ayun, parang dun yun nabanggit nga na may dream din siyang mag-abroad, ganun. So parang alam mo yun, nag-shift na bigla yung priority ko. Nag-shift na bigla yung priority ko kahit di pa niya sinasabi sa akin. Parang indirectly niyang kinakwento na ano, na gusto niya mag-abroad. Tapos yun, parang at some point bigla ko na lang pinakawalan yung med. Yun. And did also sa part din niya na ano na gusto din niyang mag-try ng ibang career sa Philippines. Pero nag-stick siya sa business and sa finance.
Yun. So, may mga plans na kayo. That's good. At least, no, all this will end eventually. Puti pa kayo. May mga plano.
I mean, hindi pa naman ending talaga. Alam mo yan.
Hindi, at least meron kayong
may mga plans
for the both of you. Yun yung maganda. Kasi kami ni Andy, we didn't set up a goal eh.
Oh, okay.
Hindi kasi kami nakapag-set ng goal. Siguro kasi we're so confident. We're very confident with each other kasi. Pero, alam mo, nung naghiwalay kami, sabi nung friend ko, you're bound to separate din naman talaga. Sabi ko, bakit? Sabi niya, kasi alam mo, Tony, ang pronoun...
Hindi kasi friend.
Sabi niya, alam mo kasi lagi, ang pronouncement mo, you're retiring in the Philippines. But you never claimed that you will be retiring with Andy or you'll be staying here with Andy. So kaya nagkaroon ng ending kasi kumbaga parang hindi rin naman yun talaga ang plan mo in the first place. To be with Andy for the long period of time. And then na-realize ko, shit, oo nga, ano, yun pala lagi talaga sinasabi ko. So wala kami noon. Wala kaming end goal. So doon kami nag-fail. So hopefully, kayong dalawa, you will have an end goal talaga para hindi nyo pagdaanan yung pinagdaanan namin. Kasi doon ko lang, nung nabasa ko to, it hit me home doon sa end goal. Kasi wala pala talaga kaming end goal ni Andy. Everything sa amin dalawa, no matter how confident we are sa relationship namin, we never had an end goal on what's going to happen between the two of us. Kaya it didn't work. Final question, Jay. My podcast is called The Rainbow Channel. amongst the color of the rainbow? Ano yung color or colors that will describe your relationship with your partner, even if it's long distance?
So,
favorite color, what is the color that describes your relationship?
Since rainbow, yung rainbow, colors of the rainbow, yung ano, yeah, yung options. And since our topic is long distance relationship, I choose the color red.
Bakit red?
Kasi sa rainbow, yung red yung pinaka outer. So meaning yun yung pinakamahabang ray.
Okay. Right?
Kasi Roy G. Biv.
Uh-huh.
Yung pinaka nasa taas.
Uh-huh.
So parang it, for me lang ha, symbolism lang. It describes long-term relationship plus what does color red symbolizes? Love. Heart, diba? So, alam mo yan. Na-connect ko lang.
Galing! Galing!
Yun lang. Since rainbow naman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I choose red.
Nice. Nicely put. Gion, I can only wish you the best with you and your partner.
Thank you so much for
doing this. I really, really appreciate it. And yeah, good luck to you and your partner.
Yeah, thanks for this and for this opportunity. And it's been an honor and a privilege to speak here in your podcast channel.
Thanks, Jay. And I'll catch up with you on another Twitter space.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, keep in touch. Thank you.
For all those who are in a long distance relationship, be comforted in knowing that long-distance relationships can absolutely succeed. In fact, most couples find themselves geographically separated at some point during their dating or marriage relationship. Many couples even point to a season of long distance as the cornerstone of a stronger relationship. But if you found someone you love and you connect with, you probably don't want to break up simply because you do not live in the same place. You can still have a healthy, satisfying relationship with someone, even if you only see each other a few times in a month or even a year. Still, being in a long-distance relationship takes work. And if you have to take steps to make sure both you and your partner still feel connected with one another while not physically together. Well, another interesting story, another interesting episode has ended. And please do not forget to share my podcast to your family and friends. I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I did. Please do not forget to hit the follow button and notification bell for more episode updates. And please, if you can, give my podcast a 5-star review so that a lot of people will notice my podcast. My podcast streams on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other podcast platforms powered by Anchor. Well, till next time, everybody, this is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. So bye, everybody, and God bless. Mwah. Bye. Bye.